Hi everyone, welcome to Appliance Advisors. I'm Francesco, joined by Dennis. Today we're gonna talk about appliance rebates, mail-in rebates, you know, a little bit about instant rebates, and you know, there's a ton of these out there in front of the consumer, but let's talk about kind of one, do they make sense? How do they work? Should consumers be chasing a rebate or purchasing something just for a rebate? So let's start. 101, mail-in rebates, how do they work?
Yeah, and if you haven't seen our other episode about the best time to buy appliances, is it around July 4th? That's another one that we put out, and I think the two kind of go together, but they're separate topics because rebates are a thing, right? So it's something that manufacturers, it's great marketing. I've said it before, we love a deal. Who doesn't? Everyone does.
Yep.
They want to feel good about their purchase, but you got to be careful here. Mm-hmm. In the appliance space, you know, in any rebate space, the manufacturers are preying on breakage, right? They know roughly 65 to 70% do not claim rebates. Now, they claim people have gotten better at it. It's still breakage or else every rebate would be instant, where most often they're mail-in. So I think this. I think people have rebates all wrong. And specifically when it comes to these types of purchases, appliances that you use in a personal to the user, I think you got to think about first, what's important to me, you know, in terms of the product itself. It's a dishwasher. How do I expect to use it? It's a refrigerator. What's the frustrations with the current? What are the solutions I'm looking for? Make that needs list and of needs and wants first. Obviously, we got to be responsible to a budget. Is there a number? And go to a good store where the salespeople ideally are non-commissioned or certainly have an interest in selling you the best product for you and are educated. And really, hopefully, they're asking you those questions and they're not taking you just for rebate purposes. Because I think when you do that, the rebate feels good, but at the end of the day, it's how much came out of your wallet. And if we can make sure that we're responsible to that budget, but put the best product in your hands, I think many times people can save money getting a superior product by not chasing a rebate. And what do I mean by that? Okay, people ask me all the time, should I buy a suite of appliances?
Right.
You know, should I buy all this brand or all this brand and for handles and style and stainlesses? I tell everyone, pick up a book magazine. Look at a designer kitchen, at the highest end kitchens that we have, the ones we all aspire for. And truth be told, they're a mix of brands.
For sure.
Because certain brands just naturally do certain things better than others. Right? So, you know, I would say, you know, you might like a Bosch or a Miele dishwasher, but you might love a Sub-Zero refrigerator or an LG refrigerator. And you know, and you can kind of go in and out of those brands and not chase the rebate. People chase the rebates.
Yeah.
They chase a $500 rebate, but spent $700 more doing it than they had to.
Well, that's exactly
it. And they didn't get the right product for them to begin with.
Yeah, and so, like you said, it's for a couple different ways. It's for just one, trying to get everything that matches all at once. And that can be a consideration for sure. And if that's why you're doing it, sure, we can understand that. But like you said, a lot of these kitchens that we do, there's so many different brands. And you can find different brands that, one, you'll get a better value. They'll still play well off of each other.
Yeah.
And like you said, you know, there could be times that you, and we see it all the time. It's, you know, I have three of this one brand. Now I'm forcing myself to get a fourth, to get a $400 mail-in rebate, whereas you might be able to get the same or a better product at a less expensive overall price and not have to worry about chasing
the rebate. Now, it's fair to say that in that process, a lot of times, it does make sense to say within the brand, but make sure that that discovery is happening, that you're really talking about the most important things that are important to you, which is the product itself.
Yep.
And if those stars align and it makes sense and there's a great rebate, amazing. But again, don't chase.
Because the other thing is too with the mail-in rebates that sometimes don't get considered is the timing
of the rebates. Oh, really? There's timing to these rebates?
Absolutely. Oh, wow. They're definitely not indefinite as far as purchase dates, but even more so, it's when are you taking delivery of the product?
Yes.
And a lot of these mail-in rebates, they're very quick turnaround. So, you know, you may be coming in and planning for a project that you're not even trying to take delivery for 6 months, 7 months, four, you know, who knows what it is. But that mail-in rebate, you have to take delivery and submit the mail-in rebates over the next 60 days.
Yes.
So you have to be really cognizant of what those dates are, because you might be having a great intention to purchase for a mail-in rebate, but you may not even qualify for that rebate by the time you're ready for delivery.
So let's talk about that. And when we're talking about rebates, excuse me, one thing that we do is we're, so if you're someone listening to this, you might be saying, okay, wait a minute. So you're telling me okay, Fran, I get this rebate in front of me. It's brand X, and it says I need to buy it between these periods and ultimately read the fine print that it needs to be delivered with serial numbers by this other date. You know, in that case, and there's even some brands that allow and know that, listen, if you're timing a kitchen project, it doesn't happen in 8 weeks. If you're designing cabinets, it's not. It's 12 weeks, 16 weeks. Heck, in COVID, it was 6-9 months, a year, even longer. So at some point, if you're trying to navigate all this, a lot of brands will say, hey, buy by this date. We know that your project is going to take longer. You got to mail in your rebate without the serial numbers. Okay. Yep. And then call them into this number later. Some brands do that. You've got to read that fine print. What we would say and what we do, because we're respective to the fact that that process has to happen and it's much longer a lot of times than the open rebate dates, is what we do is say, hey, here's a rebate right now. When do you think you're going to take delivery? We think it's going to work. Okay, the consumer would tell us. But something happens, a project's delayed, it takes longer, which happens all the time. In those cases, before you make final delivery, we'll update your rebate and give you a fresh one. Because truth be told, let's say we didn't, you could void the order and reorder it and get the new rebate. Correct. So like we know that, we're not gonna frustrate you. What we can't guarantee is that that fresh new rebate will be absolutely identical to the dollars in the offer.
Right.
But if there's any rebates that are out there, we'll update and make it as possible. That's the balancing act, because at some point again too, we talk about supply chain and making sure it's ready when it's ready, and your designers need to know the product to design the kitchen. So we realize it's a lot. Get with the store that can educate you to the rebates, excuse me, and ideally is looking out on the fact that it's delayed and what do they do to help maximize the rebates that are available at the time when you actually need them, if that ends up becoming the case.
Awesome. Great information. That's going to cover it for mail-in rebates.
And don't forget to follow us on social media for appliance tips and updates from Yale Appliance.
Your feedback is what shapes our series. Like what you saw, give us a thumbs up, share it with your friends, and drop your thoughts in the comments below. We love hearing from you.
Stay informed and inspired on all your appliance needs. This is Appliance Advisors signing off.